into Pensacola right now, hour number three, Friday edition. Joe and Gracie with you. Hope you've had a wonderful week and got a fun weekend planned. Let us know what you're up to this weekend, 850-437-1620. The text line's always open. Appreciate your interaction so far today, and your traffic tips always appreciated as well. A lot to get to today. It's been a pretty busy week, both locally and around the country and world especially. So let's get right to it here with our top three stories today. Starting with the National Hurricane Center, now giving a disturbance over the Central Atlantic a 60% chance of formation over the next 7 days. And this one might want to pay attention to, just given the early track on this. The area of thunderstorms is located several hundred miles west of the Cabo Verde Islands and continues to move westward. The next named storm would be Emily. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Dawn continues to spin out in the north-central Atlantic. It'll move northeast and weaken into a depression by Monday afternoon.
Also, weather forecasters say the heat wave in the southern half of the U.S. could last well into August. Phoenix, Arizona has already broken a 49-year-old record with 21 consecutive days of highs reaching at least 110 degrees. That is expected to continue throughout at least the last day of July. In Las Vegas, asphalt temperatures have reportedly gotten as high as 144 degrees.
And Chinese hackers reportedly breached email accounts of top U.S. diplomats, including Ambassador to China Nicholas Burns. The Wall Street Journal reports hackers also broke into the email accounts of Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo and Daniel Crittenbrink, the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia. He traveled to China with Secretary of State Antony Blinken just last month. So we'll see if there's any fallout there. Those are your top three stories today. Just shy of 6:15, we'll get a quick check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something on the roads, make sure to call 850-2626-111 with your details. Taking a look at the weather for tomorrow, we do have some chances of rain, mostly going to be throughout Saturday afternoon and into Saturday night, with a heat advisory in effect for tomorrow and highs in the high 90s. For this evening, mostly clear skies and a low of 81, a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. It's 93 in Milton, 91 in Pensacola, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your normal service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Also, real quick, once you finish the weekend off, well, on Tuesday is Bands on the Beach. That's every Tuesday night, thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion starting at 7. Next Tuesday is going to be Wester taking the stage, so make sure to check it out on Pensacola Beach next Tuesday starting at 7.
Thank you very much. Local headlines now. Pensacola police looking into an anti-Semitic incident after a brick was thrown through the window of the Chabad Jewish Center. According to the PNJ, that happened Monday. The brick was covered with writings, including a swastika, no Jews, and WLM, short for White Lives Matter. The incident happened just 2 days after the neighboring East Hill Animal Hospital was hit with anti-Semitic graffiti. Downtown Pensacola could see a new 9-story hotel in the future, a local architectural firm unveiling plans yesterday at the Architectural Review Board. Architect Brian Spencer spoke about it. It would be a 159-room hotel atop of the post office building at the corner of Palafox and Romana Streets.
The building footprint that we feel would most appropriately with its height fits in our downtown fabric. This actually, that almost square tower, is much more similar to the Thiessen Building and both Seville Tower.
And Spencer says the building would preserve the load-bearing brick facades while at the same time incorporating modern architecture. No timeline is available right now as far as the planned development and when we could see that. A cantonment teacher arrested earlier this week on accusation she kicked a 5-year-old student, dragged her across the room, and shoved her onto the floor, and allegedly this was all caught on videotape. Channel 3 reports it happened back on March 24th at an Escambia County Head Start program. The teacher, 24-year-old Cheyenne Kenny, was arrested Wednesday and released on $5,000 bond. New details after a man accused of killing his 70-year-old cousin in Santa Rosa County. Deputies say he allegedly strangled him and ran him over with a golf cart. That today after 53-year-old Robert Jernigan was arrested last night, charged with homicide in the death of Stephen Jernigan, who was found dead outside his home on Schnoor Road on Wednesday evening. And there's still a lot of unanswered questions about what led to the Milton city manager search going off the rails. Last night was the first meeting the city council had since Scott Collins said he was withdrawing from consideration twice. City attorney Alex Andrade relayed text messages he had received from Collins, who seemed to suggest Collins' reservation started even before his in-person interview.
One day, when you have a few minutes, I'll give you the backstory. There are some things you need slash deserve to know. The pot stirring around there started 15 minutes after my video interview.
And Collins initially withdrew from consideration Saturday when city leaders attempted to get him back to the table, and he confirmed he was no longer a candidate on Monday. State Board of Education getting an update from Warrington Prep Academy. The former Warrington Middle School Charter Schools USA superintendent Eddie Ruiz told board members their first focus was fixing up the building.
The shape we found the building was, to be honest, not conducive for student learning. And really what we've been doing over the last 30 to 45 days has been doing a total remake, makeover of those facilities, including painting the exterior interior of the buildings. We've cleaned and waxed all the floors, the bathrooms, replaced carpets, redone the gym. We have redone the lighting to make sure it's a nice environment for the students.
And Ruiz says the other main area of focus is hiring staff members. So far, the school's hired 47, and they've got about 25 jobs they're still looking to fill. That's it for our local headlines today. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our state headlines. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
This is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join me Monday for the Chamber Connection when I'll be joined by Keith Leonard, Superintendent of Schools for Escambia County. Keith will talk to us about all the efforts that we're putting in for getting kids back to school. It's just around the corner, so join me Monday at 10 for the Chamber Connection with Keith Leonard.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, head downtown for another Gallery Night Pensacola. Enjoy this fun community events, live music, food, and friends. This month's theme is Sustainable Summer. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Saturday evening at the new Bayview Community Center in East Hill, it's Bands on the Bayou. Ben Lofton and the family takes the stage at 6:30. More at BandsOnTheBayou.com. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Welcome into Pensacola right now, Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a wonderful Friday so far. Hope you've got some fun weekend plans, despite the fact that the weather looks to turn south. A lot of thunderstorms likely in the area both Saturday. Sunday looks a little bit worse as far as the forecast goes. You said, Gracie, I believe in the 4 o'clock hour, the heat index tomorrow
could be 113. This is what it's saying at Pensacola International Airport from the National Weather Service. So I don't know. I'm hoping that's not the case.
I believe that would be the highest, and I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, but I think 113 would be right around the hottest that the heat index has been over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. And I wonder how violent the thunderstorms will be. Hopefully nothing severe, but, you know, with the heat and humidity, you never know, but hopefully it's not too bad. Quick check of the roads and weather before we move on to our state headlines today.
Well, I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98 moving smoothly. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, you see an accident, have details, the traffic line number is 850-2626-111. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from Alan Strum from WEAR.
The weather overnight will be warm and humid with overnight lows really pretty close to 80 degrees. Over the weekend, more sunshine and more heat, but we've got a chance for thunderstorms. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast for both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's rain chance about 50%. Sunday, that jumps up to around 70 or 80%, and we'll see highs in the 90s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 91 in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze. And I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, so looking at some Florida headlines, the unemployment rate holding steady. The State Department of Commerce reports the jobless rate remained at 2.6% in June, marking six straight months it's held steady.
Also, help from Florida is on the way to Vermont. Governor Ron DeSantis says that the state is deploying a team specialist from the Florida Division of Emergency Management as backup to FEMA to help residents impacted by this month's flooding. So many cities across Vermont are continuing to clean up and rebuild from flooding caused by severe thunderstorms, severe storms from over last week.
And for you Shark Week enthusiasts, here's a pretty interesting show that's set to debut next week. We've heard of Cocaine Bear, and it appears we'll find out if cocaine sharks are a thing in Florida. Sharks lurking off the coast may be eating bundles of cocaine dumped in the ocean by smugglers, and now scientists want to find out.
Notice how she's swimming?
Yeah, it looks like she's slightly on the one side. Almost like she's weighted down. She's not quite level. Now that is unusual. Could be a past injury, or maybe a chemical imbalance. Either way, so something to note for sure.
It's marine biologist Tom Hurd who's leading the new TV series called Cocaine Sharks. So interested in that at all?
I think that sounds pretty interesting. I don't know. I haven't watched Shark Week in a while, but it's always a good watch.
Yeah.
And with a cocaine shark, I mean,
that's pretty cool.
You kind of have to watch it.
Yep.
Also from Governor Ron DeSantis. Governor Ron DeSantis is threatening to sue the parent company of Bud Light. He says that Anheuser-Busch violated the legal responsibilities to its shareholders when it partnered with transgender social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney. The partnership caused customers to boycott Bud Light, resulting in a major decline in sales.
Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking out against Florida's new standards for teaching Black history. While speaking in Jacksonville, Harris said extremists in the state are misleading children by teaching what she calls revisionist history. Among the changes is a push to teach students that some Black people benefited from slavery because it taught them useful skills. Governor Ron DeSantis claimed Democrats like Harris, quote, have to lie about Florida's educational standards to cover for their agenda of indoctrinating students and pushing sexual topics onto children.
And following the cyber attack from Tampa Regional Hospital, Senator Rick Scott is calling on FBI Director Christopher Wray to prioritize the federal investigation. So the cyber attack targeted sensitive personal records and potentially impacting over 1 million Floridians.
And a pretty bizarre story in Winter Park, where a woman who's accused of killing her boyfriend during a game of hide-and-seek heads to trial next week. Sarah Boone allegedly zipped Jorge Torres into a suitcase while playing the game in February of 2020. She maintains it was an accident, but cell phone video may tell a different story, and I say may very loosely because it pretty much tells a different story. Trial is set for Monday. I would say that in watching the video last hour, there is nothing that I would say would be scary or anything. It's like in the home is lit up. It looks like she's sitting on her couch. The suitcase is just laying in the front of, you know, right in front of her. And the guy is just, you know, saying, hey, you know, he's saying, Sarah, I can't breathe. Let me out. And then she's responding to him saying things like, yeah, shouldn't have done that to me, or shouldn't have. So appears to be very vindictive. Ugh. And just, you know, seems to be laughing at it. And so, I mean, yeah, the video is pretty damning, to say the least. And putting on my suits hat, if I, you know, never gone to law school, but I could pull off a Mike Ross and win a conviction, this would be the case, I would say. Yeah,
I can
show the
it.
Jury the video and then go home and enjoy the rest of my day.
Oh, goodness. We're going to be back after a Fox News update and Your Money Now on Pensacola Right Now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A federal judge has set a trial date of May 20th, 2024 for former President Donald Trump. Fox's Jared Halpern has more.
In a case brought by special counsel Jack Smith over the handling of classified documents by former President Trump. The May start date is later than prosecutors had wanted, arguing the trial should begin in mid-December. Attorneys for the former president requested a delay until after the 2024 election.
Parts of Kentucky in cleanup mode as communities in Graves County respond to flooding after 6 inches of rain. Governor Andy Beshear surveyed the damage and says, thankfully, no lives were lost.
There were several evacuations. I want to thank everybody who helped with that. I heard we had one injury, but that person is going to recover.
Meanwhile, much of the Southwest continues to deal with record-breaking heat. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. An early advance by stocks ran out of steam, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average held on for a 2.5-point gain, earning that blue chip index a 10th straight rise, the longest win streak for the Dow since 2017. The S&P 500 edged up 1.5 points, but the NASDAQ composite extended Thursday's slide, losing another 30 points. Investors will scrutinize a bevy of technology earnings next week when Microsoft, Amazon, Meta Platforms, Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon are all slated to report. U.S. lawmakers are seeking to review a licensing deal between Ford Motor and China-based CATL that would allow the automaker to produce battery cells developed by the global supplier at a planned $3.5 billion plant in Michigan. In a letter to Ford CEO Jim Farley, the lawmakers demanded the automaker provide a copy of the licensing agreement and any communication about the deal between the two companies, as well as between Ford and the Biden administration regarding any potential tax credits. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. It takes an incredibly special athlete to move the needle for an entire sport in the country. Wayne Gretzky brought the NHL to parts of America. Michael Jordan, the Dream Team, brought basketball to the world. Now the MLS hopes Lionel Messi will help further grow soccer in the U.S. Messi might just have enough star power to give MLS another kick forward as it tries to match the other American pro sports. I'm Andrew Perloff.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. New Pepto-Kids gummies helps relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for new Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S. Now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology, will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace.
At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies, for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
confused. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Friday. Hope you've had a fantastic weekend. Getting ready for a great weekend, despite having some rain and some hot weather this weekend. Hope you are going to have a great weekend. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge moving smoothly. If you do see something on the roads, make sure to call me at 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line number. And taking a look at weather, we do have a heat advisory in effect for this evening until 7 p.m. with a low of 81 this evening in mostly clear skies. Coming up tomorrow, that's when we're going to start seeing some rain. So showers and thunderstorms are going to be likely after 1 p.m., mostly sunny throughout the morning, but it's going to have a high of 96 coming up tomorrow night and Sunday. That's when we're going to see some heavy, heavy rain. This evening, again, we do have a heat advisory until 7. It's 92 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Looking at national headlines now, police in Oklahoma are investigating what they believe might be a triple murder-suicide. A mother and her three young children, including an infant, were found dead last night inside their home near Tulsa. They found the bodies of the woman and three children, ranging from a few months old to around 11. Police also found a handgun. Officers had responded to the same home for domestic and mental health calls a number of times in the past.
Also, former President Trump's trial in his classified documents case is set for next spring. Judge Eileen Cannon has scheduled the trial to begin on May 20th, 2024. The trial will begin months after the GOP begins its 2024 presidential primary season. Trump is facing more than three dozen federal charges related to his handlings of the classified documents.
Russian missiles reportedly hit grain terminals in southern Ukraine's Odessa region for the fourth night in a row last night. This week's attacks follow Russia's pullout from a UN-brokered deal allowing safe shipments of Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea.
The Department of Justice is preparing a lawsuit over Texas's floating border wall. It's currently bobbing in the Rio Grande near the town of Eagle Pass, which has become a dangerous spot for illegal immigration. In a letter, the DOJ says the system of buoys violates federal laws, raises humanitarian concerns, and interferes with the federal government's ability to carry out its official duties.
President Biden is selecting Admiral Lisa Franchetti to be the Navy's top officer. If confirmed, she would be the first woman in the Navy's history to hold the top job and the first woman in the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Franchetti currently serves as the Vice Chief of Naval Operations. She was commissioned in 1985.
Also in California, the policy to notify parents if their child identifies as a transgender has been approved by the Chino Valley School Board. So the state school's superintendent, Tony Thurmond, was kicked out of the meeting. The school board voted 4-1 on the ruling after a four-hour meeting. This means that teachers are now required to notify parents if their child identifies as a transgender.
In New Jersey, a school bus aide is charged with manslaughter in the death of a six-year-old girl with special needs. Fashu Williams is nonverbal and was strapped into her wheelchair on the way to summer school Monday when a series of bumps caused the wheelchair harness to tighten, choking her to death.
She makes sounds. She has a voice.
If you hear anything, you will look. So these people are not even looking. I hear and I pinch and I turn around.
And the parents there wanting answers, saying their daughter would have made sounds, which the bus aide should have heard. But bus video shows 27-year-old Amanda DeVia sitting up front and using her cell phone with earbuds in both ears. as a look at our national headlines today. Quick world, look at the world of sports. Baseball, plenty of games in action right now. The Rays leading the Orioles 1-0 in the top of the fifth inning. The Cubs beat the Cardinals 4-3. Also in progress, the Rockies up big on the Marlins in the fourth, 6-0. And a little bit later on, the Braves taking on the Brewers in Milwaukee. That one starts at 7:10, and that one will be carried on ESPN+. Also, Guardians leading the Phillies 2-0, the Red Sox beating the Mets 1-0, and the Diamondbacks and the Reds tied 1-1 in the bottom of the second. Other sports headlines. Tonight is the night. Lionel Messi is expected to make his debut with MLS. The Athletic reports he'll likely come off the bench for Inter Miami as they take on Mexican team Cruz Azul in a League's Cup match. Demand is high for tonight's match in Miami. The cheapest tickets on resale sites going for around $250. 8 o'clock tonight, the U.S. Women's National Team starts their quest for an unprecedented third straight World Cup. They take on Vietnam. Again, first match 8 o'clock. That's on Fox. And at the Open Championship, American Brian Harman has a 5-stroke lead heading into the weekend. He sits at 10 under par, 5 shots better than Tommy Fleetwood. Harman is the 26th ranked player in the world. His best finish in a major tied for second at the 2017 U.S. Open. Health, business, and science headlines today. The nation's second largest teachers union says it's fed up with social media's impact on students. The American Federation of Teachers said yesterday it was losing patience with social media apps that it says are contributing to mental health problems and misbehavior in classrooms nationwide. The union issued a report warning that tech companies should rein in their apps before Congress forces them to do so. Gracie, we talked earlier this week, the Orange County School District considering at least the idea of a cell phone ban in schools. Mm-hmm. I wonder if in the coming months and years, maybe over the next year or two, if school districts around the country don't wait around for Congress or the app developers to do something about it. They just don't take the matter into their own hands and just outright ban cell phones. And we see this kind of becoming a national thing.
I mean, it seems like we kind of might have to, too, because, I mean, we already have Orange County maybe trying to do something. Teachers are speaking out saying that this isn't right. And
yep.
I'm sure the parents would agree, too, like if they knew how much their kid was on social media at school. So
sure.
We will see. So also, YouTube is going to be raising their prices on some platforms. So YouTube Premium is now $2 more. It's going to be priced at $13.99 a month. And those who use YouTube Premium Music will see a dollar increase at $10.99 a month. A spokesperson for the streaming giant told 9to5 Google that the rate hike shows the value of the ad-free services.
6:45, we'll get a check of the roads and weather. Gracie, I believe there's a new problem just popping up.
Yes, Pensacola Boulevard, 29 northbound, right near the Walmart Supercenter as you're getting closer to Nine Mile Road. We do have an accident. Got a text in letting us know that there's a wreck in front of the Walmart on Highway 29. Right-hand lane is blocked off and a overturned vehicle involved as well. So just keep that in mind. Not seeing major delays because of it, but we are seeing some slowdowns. Other than that, we just have typical afternoon traffic with some slowdowns on Pine Forest in between Nine Mile and I-10. And also, I believe Gallery Night is this Friday night. So we are going to be seeing some roads closed throughout downtown Pensacola. That's Palafox Place. And maybe a little bit busier than usual in downtown Pensacola. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111 with your traffic details. Coming up for weather, we do have a heat advisory for tomorrow as well as some rain. Most of the rain is going to be Saturday afternoon and into Saturday night, as well as Sunday, going to be seeing some rain as well. For tonight, mostly clear skies with a low of 81 and a heat advisory in effect for until 7 p.m. It's 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
This one gives me the heebie-jeebies. Amazon will let shoppers pay with their palms at all Whole Foods stores by the end of the year. Amazon One is a biometric technology that allows users to pay for items at stores by placing a palm over a scanning device. Shoppers first have to connect their palm to a stored credit card. After that, they can pay simply by waving their hand over the kiosk. Amazon One is now in more than 200 Whole Foods locations, and the company said it will be available in all of its roughly 500 stores in the coming months.
I don't know if I can get on top of this. I feel like it's weird.
I mean, you know, if you are in any way, shape, or form, and not to get religious, you know, if you are religious or even if you know about the Bible at all, there's the mark of the beast that is predicted in the book of Revelation. And a lot of people think that it's something along these lines. Mm-hmm. And nobody knows for sure, of course, but something along the lines of some sort of chip or just the ability to scan. And, you know, so anytime, you know, a lot of people see something like this, it's like, you know, and plus it's uncomfortable just because it's not something we're used to. And, but you know, technology is so fastly evolving and changing the way that we live our lives. And, you know, you go back, the smartphone, you know, the iPhone, the first iPhone was 2007. So, I mean, that's not even 20 years, and just in those 15 or so years, you just see the advancement, and it's really spooky and crazy just how fast we are progressing as a society with technology. I mean, every other day, it's something about AI and ChatGPT and just what our society looks like in 5 years. I mean, I can't comprehend it, but, you know. It's coming.
Virtual reality goggles and chips in our wrists soon to come.
I mean, we had the Apple. What is it? The headset thing. We've got the. Yesterday we talked about the chat or the AI waiters, right?
Yeah,
that be able to talk to you and recognize that you're a regular customer.
So. Well, since we're on the topic of AI and other health business and science news, Joe, maybe we'll be getting a personal assistant. That's an AI. Well, Google's testing out a product that uses artificial intelligence technology to produce news stories, pitching to news organizations. So one of three people who are familiar with the product said that Google believed it will serve as kind of like a personal assistant for a journalist, automatically taking some tasks up to free up some times for others. And so the responsible technology that could be helped to use steer the publishing industry away from the pitfalls of generated AI.
Looking at some pop culture notes, first of which...
I left my heart.
Yes, legendary singer and entertainer Tony Bennett dying at the age of 96 this morning. The 20-time Grammy winner died at his home in New York City. Bennett's career spanned more than 70 years, and he continued performing up until 2021, despite being diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2016.
Wow. Also, you know, we had the $1 billion Powerball taken up, but there is also a huge lottery jackpot that's up for grabs tonight. So the top prize for the Mega Millions drawing is estimated at $720 million. A winner will have the option to take the jackpot, which is the lump sum jackpot, which is $370.5 million for the cash lump sum.
And also, the trial of actor Kevin Spacey is now in the hands of the jury. Closing arguments started yesterday in a London courtroom. He's facing 9 charges in connection with alleged encounters while he was in London from 2001 until 2013. 6:50 right now, final commercial break of the show for a Friday. We'll be back with some wacky and weird stuff and good news to finish the week off. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
NAS Whiting Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Whiting Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in this Monday at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association Broadcasters, and this station.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, 850-437-1620. Appreciate you tuning in and all of the listener engagement. Plenty of text in today, traffic tips as well. We certainly appreciate it. Text line's always open, 850-437-1620. Finishing up this week with some wacky and weird headlines and some good news. We always like to finish with good news to put a smile on your face. Maybe even make you laugh. Who knows? An assistant manager at a Burger King in South Carolina got fired and is facing up to 20 years in prison for intentionally serving French fries out of the garage. When cops got there, two customers were screaming at a 39-year-old worker named Jamie, and initially they got arrested for disorderly conduct, but then cops got the full story and arrested Jamie instead. Turned out the two women had seen Jamie taking old fries out of the trash, dump them in a container, and put fresh fries on top. It's not clear if the fries were for them or for somebody else.
Yikes. In other, food news, a woman is suing a California restaurant for claiming that her meal was so spicy that it was unfit for human consumption. So the lawsuit is against the Cope de Thai restaurant of negligence and putting them into emotional distress. So the woman says that she ordered an appetizer called Dragon Balls in the summer of 2021. She claims that the bites were so spicy that she suffered burns to her vocal cords, esophagus, and her nose.
I can't even imagine how something could be so hot to do that.
Yeah.
But, this led us into a discussion last hour about what our level of tolerance is for spicy foods. Gracie, you and I are both on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being complete and total giant babies about spices, to a 10 being we can tolerate everything. We are both solid ones.
Yeah, for sure.
I am at the level where the Mexican cantina, La Hacienda, love going to La Hacienda, the mild salsa is about the max that I partake.
Yeah. See, I can have that and I can enjoy it. Anything other than that, I'm just not having a good time having it at all. I'm upset because I just don't like spicy food at all.
Yeah.
So I could understand why if it burnt her vocal cords, her esophagus, and her nose, this restaurant is having a problem with the Dragon Ball's
sure.
appetizer.
Tone it down.
Yeah. Gonna get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We did have a text in letting us know about an accident on 29 northbound. That's going to be in the right-hand lane. There was an accident right in front of the Walmart Supercenter. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind if you're going through 29 closer to 9 Mile Road. Other than that, we're looking good. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. For this weekend's weather, we are going to be seeing some rain for tomorrow and on Sunday as well, and a heat advisory for tomorrow too, even despite the rain. So keep that in mind that we're going to be seeing high temperatures and rain throughout this weekend. For tonight, clear skies. It's a low of 81. It's 91 right now in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, 93 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Finally, the Cleveland Clinic putting out a helpful list if you are planning on binging both Oppenheimer and Barbie this weekend. Four tips for you. Number one, stay hydrated. A good strategy is to have multiple beverages, water, soda, Gatorade, maybe something with caffeine, especially if you're going to the 10:30 showing of Oppenheimer, because that thing's not starting till 11 and it's 2 a.m. is when you're getting out of there. Number two, mix in some healthy snacks. If you go straight for the popcorn and sugary candy, you're going to crash fast, so mix in some protein like beef jerky or even a hot dog. Get comfortable. You're going to be hanging out there a while, so pick theater with seats that'll allow you to shift your position to keep you comfortable. Unfortunately, not really an option. I mean, I don't hate the AMC seats. I wish there was a recliner option in at least one of the theaters. Finally, get up and walk around. Obviously not possible during the movies, but you should definitely walk around and even do some light stretching as well. So if you're taking in the double feature of Barbenheimer this weekend, hope you enjoy it. I can't wait to see both movies. Don't think it's going to get done this weekend, unfortunately. And some good news now. A team at Baylor University is helping out their fellow man, breaking a world record in the process. The group lined up and laid out 1,203 sleeping bags, stretching a quarter mile long, that broke the previous Guinness World Record of 550 bags, and now they're donating them to veterans in need.
Awesome. Also, a woman near Dallas was in a nasty crash this month, and smoke was pouring out of her SUV, but four random guys pulled her out just in time, and it sounds like she's okay, too. There was a video online of them pulling her out, and the person who posted it said she only had a broken ankle.
Finally, a new coffee shop in Milton. Its top-selling drink is keeping alive the memory of the PCC student who tragically died earlier this year. Sid and Flex Covington own Covington Mercantile and Coffee Company, and they're members of West Florida Baptist Church, lead a young adult group. It was there that they met and became friends with Jaden Goins, who was tragically killed while working at PCC. They created the Goin' Strong, an iced coffee with half and half caramel syrup and a caramel drizzle in honor of Jaden's family, a favorite drink, and not surprisingly, it is their top-selling drink by far. Saw that in the PNJ, and a good story there of a community coming together to honor Jaden Goins. That's going to do it for us here on a Friday. Gracie, you have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Joe. Hope you have a great weekend.
I will do the same. We'll see you Monday. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.